Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Glorious, Exciting, Good Plan of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me to Jeremiah 29 this evening, please. Jeremiah, the 29th chapter. I'm excited. I believe I have a word from the Lord. And I believe there are answers here for things that folk have struggled with, that people have had difficulties with. And I am confident that we'll hear from the Lord and receive from Him. In Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, Jeremiah 29 and 11, the Lord said, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray to me, and I'll hearken to you, and you'll seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." Praise the Lord. Listen to the NIV on this one. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord." Verse 11, "Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Does anybody in here believe that?
Yes.
Does God have plans for you?
Yes.
What kind of plans are they? Plans to prosper you. Plans of peace. Good plans. The New Living Translation says, "I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. And in those days when you pray, I will listen. And if you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me, and I'll be found by you, says the Lord." My, my. It says, "I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for wholeness." Don't you like that? Plans for wholeness and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Somebody say, plans to prosper.
Plans to prosper.
Good plans.
Good plans.
Plans of peace.
Plans of peace.
Plans for wholeness.
Plans for wholeness.
You believe that? You like the sound of that?
Yes.
What's God's plan for you? Does He have a plan for you?
Yes.
What is it? Well, we know, among other things, it's peace.
Yes.
It's prosperity.
Yes.
It's good.
Yes.
It's wholeness.
Yes.
So if you had something broken and something missing, God's plan's wholeness.
Amen.
Isn't it? The Complete English Version says, "I will bless you with a future filled with hope, a future of success, not of suffering." Are we to accept this? Are we to embrace this? Because there are millions of church-going people that are now convinced that God's future for them is suffering, and so that they just need to bear up the best they can and hope it's all over real soon. Now, certainly there's an enemy in the world. Certainly there are challenges. But God's plan is not failure, is not defeat, is not to stay and live in the suffering. His plan is for us, by the greater one inside us, to overcome and to succeed, to come through and receive and prosper and have peace, and to be made whole, and have victory.
Yes.
That is the plan of God.
Yes.
That is the plan of God. You know, even among so-called word of faith people and charismatic folks, there's this mentality that's crept in. It's a subtle trick of the devil. I'm talking about people that I went to Bible school with, people that preach the word of faith the best they know it. And yet, they'll start telling you stories. And they'll say, oh man, the Lord dealt with us to start that building project. And I mean, all hell broke loose. You know, the Lord dealt with us to go on that mission trip. The Lord dealt with us to open up that school. The Lord dealt with us to start that church. And oh man, you know, I knew it was coming. You go to obey God and man, half of hell will come against you. And what they're saying is, if you really step out to obey God and do His plan, you can expect suffering. You can expect to be attacked in your body. You can expect your finances to dry up. You can expect everybody to turn against you. You hear how quiet it is? I want you to actually go to a verse. Hold your place right here and go to Matthew. How about some mind renewal tonight? You know, just because a lot of preachers say something, that doesn't make it true. I'm going to say that again real slow. Just because a lot of preachers say something, that doesn't make it true. Matthew 11 and 28. Jesus said, these are red letters. How many red letters trump everything? Don't care what you think. If it's crosswise or red letters, you're out. Red letters stand. What Jesus say? Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll load you some more. I'll load you till your belly is dragging the ground. And you faint and fall out from fatigue, and I'll kick you and say, get up, boy. There's work to be done. It's awful quiet in this church. But red letters are right, aren't they? And what do the red letters say? What Jesus say? Come unto me, all ye that labor and somehow got loaded heavy. And I will relieve you. I will give you relief and rest. Oh, do you believe it? I'll not. He didn't say it'd make your load heavier. I will relieve you. I will give you rest. Come on, read the next verse. Read the next verse. Take my yoke upon you. He said, that's what I've done. I'm in the yoke. I'm in the yoke and oh man. It's hard. Whoa. Learn of me, I'm meek and lowly of heart, and you shall find, you shall find that it is a hard road to hoe. You'll find that it's just nigh impossible. It is so hard. And that you go to obey God and all hell will break loose against you. And all your friends will turn against you and your dog will run off. And it's awful. Your mind and body will break down, but we're just suffering for Jesus. It's the way it is. No, it's not the way it's supposed to be. It's a lie of the devil. I said it's a lie of the devil. It's a lie. It's a lie that millions have bought into. And they're allowing themselves to be oppressed. They're allowing themselves to have their joy and peace stolen away. They're allowing themselves to be so weak until they break, until they crack, and think they did it serving the Lord. And it's not true. I said it's not true. God is not mean. He's not a harsh, cruel taskmaster who will push you and demand of you and load you until you drop and then kick you and say, get up. That's a lie of the devil. Somebody say, lie of the devil.
Lie.
Say it again. It's a lie of the devil. Tell me what serving the Lord is like. Keep read that verse. Huh? What's the next verse say? My yoke. Red letters. My yoke. Jesus is talking. My yoke is easy. Tell me what serving the Lord is like. What?
Easy.
Tell me what serving the Lord is like.
Easy.
Let me ask these folk over here. Tell me what serving the Lord is like.
Easy.
It's easy, and His load is
light.
Light and easy. That's serving the Lord. What's it like being in the ministry? Light and easy. And if you don't think it's light and easy, you're not doing it right. Simple. I don't care who you are. I don't care what vein of ministry you're in. Jesus has to be right.
Amen.
His words have to be true. They are true. I'm going to go with Him. And besides that, I'd rather experience light and easy myself. People get into trouble. Same reason. You know, other folk do. Same reason I got into trouble back some years ago. I had the privilege of working in Brother Kenneth Hagin's ministry for a number of years. And when they opened up their prayer and healing center, I was one of the first ones involved in that and was heavily involved every day, multiple times a day in that for decades. And, young, no experience, but learning as quick as I can because these people have serious issues. And I remember the first time they asked me to speak, I thought, boy, they don't need me in there. I mean, these guys got serious problems. They don't need somebody novice like me practicing on them. But, you know, everybody's got to start sometime, somewhere. And it was the Lord's plan for me. But in pursuing it, I wanted to do the best I could do. And people are coming there, and it is life and death every day. Many of them been given up to die, called terminal. And some of them, the doctor said, I don't see how they're still alive. They should have been dead 2 weeks ago. And you know that whether they live or die physically depends on whether they get the word in them or not, whether they get faith in them or not. And I took the care of that. Let me ask you a question. If 20 people or 200 people are in a service lost among thousands, and one of them comes and gets saved, and 199 leave lost, does the Bible say the angels weep over the 199 that left lost? Then why should we?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Glorious, Exciting, Good Plan of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.